Boy, do we love Fridays. Fridays are a great day here on The Real Kipper and Bourne Show. We are live on Sportsnet 590, The Fan, Sportsnet 360, and Sportsnet Plus. Nick Kyprios, Justin Bourne, Sammy McKee, Derek Brandeo, Jake the Snake Schultz with you for the next 2 hours. Usually we dedicate this Friday as Off the Rails Friday, but we will call it Back on the Rails Friday for our boy Sammy McKee.
Well said.
Who is back on the rails.
I'm back. Overwhelming relief.
Yeah.
Like that is, I mean, there's a lot of joy. There's a lot of happiness. There's a lot of emotions that you feel after your favorite team wins a playoff series. But what was lurking around the corner to just have it look like that and have it be done with, relief. And I'm sure all my Leaf fan brothers and sisters are feeling the exact same thing today. Thank God they did it. Relief.
You know, you may be one of the not a loves to win guy, but a hates to lose guy.
I do hate to lose.
Yeah.
But I will talk a lot about everything that happened in the game last night, but that was a great moment for a lot of Leaf Nation. It just great game, intense, and the right team came out on top for a lot of Leaf fans. I'm just very relieved and very happy. And I'm thankful so many people reached out to me.
I can't imagine. I got people reaching out to me about you.
Like, people were genuinely worried about me after yesterday, and I think it's fair listening back to some of the stuff I said. And I just appreciate people caring about me. So thank you.
In no way, shape, or form do we promote smoking on this show, but did you have your celebrated
dart? I did have a victory dart, yeah. It was so sweet. It was so sweet. Did Leafs talk with my great friends, JD and Justin. And then,
what are we going to do next round with this guy?
Just one round. That's it. I don't need one. Just one round.
If that's it, maybe just two. Maybe two for the next round. Right. By the end of it, we can see.
I have a pack that's sitting away, and when they win another round, if they win another round, considering who the next matchup is, it'll be one more dart.
Okay. Last night,
game six, play out the way we've kind of envisioned it throughout the regular season and style of play to a T last night?
I mean, it played out almost exactly how we said it would, could, should. You know, that the Leafs defense is very good and should keep the opposing team's number down and away from their net. The goaltender can make enough saves, and that should keep them in the game long enough that a couple of their guys can shoot a couple in. And that ended up being exactly what happened. Nylander ends up with 2-1 for 3 on his birthday, which is pretty cool. Almost didn't get in the lineup after that little lineup snafu. Matthews and Marner get a point. And everyone's record improves to 2-13 in those 15 elimination games.
All right, let's take it right off the bat with Craig Berube and his thoughts, overview of the game.
I thought, loved our start. They made a pretty good push in the second, I thought, but overall, I thought it was a solid game by everybody. I think our captain led us the way.
There you go.
Berube straight off a Peloton for that interview?
He's
fired up.
I watched the little state-controlled media, the propaganda, the Leaf after, and he was pretty fired up in the room.
Yeah.
Really, you know, just highlighting, not like too fired up, not over the top, but really highlighting all the stuff that happened for them to get there. So he probably came straight off that, a little out of breath.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Awesome.
It's clear that he wants to dictate the vibe, right? I think he set the tone even going into game six. There's a lot of, and we'll get into this, what I'm sure that he described to his team as the outside noise, but we're going to stay calm, cool, and collected here. Whether we win this thing in 4, 5, 6, or 7 games is almost irrelevant. The bottom line is we just win.
Yeah.
And I think we kind of heard that from some of the players after, that there was no panic in here, and the vibe is led by Craig.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the quotes that he gave us yesterday was, all I hear around here is core, 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 but it's not about the core. It's about team. And that's something I wrote about today for Sportsnet.ca was just...
That's him alleviating whatever past pressure they've felt.
Yeah, yeah. And like trying to separate it from the team A and team B that we've highlighted for so many years. You get big blocks from Lawton. Domi has another moment. Pacioretty shoots one in the net. You know, Benoit and so many guys who you wouldn't have expected to be important were really important for the Leafs in the series in the end. And they ended up being not just a team with the more elite talent, but the more complete team top to bottom, I think, when it all shook out.
I feel like I'm bringing up Sheldon Keefe a lot in this.
But he was here for a lot of years where the hurt happened.
What you reference to the differences between Berube and the previous coach. And I think Sheldon Keefe probably would have made some lineup changes going into that game, into game six. If they had gone up 3-0 and they lost 2 in a row and they were facing all the stuff, I'm sure that he would have made some changes.
Yeah.
And he probably would have been okay, rightfully so. We would have been okay with it. But the veteran coach who's trying not to let things get in the way, he's trying to have a sense of calm, leaves the veteran in there. Not only leaves Pacioretty in there, elevates him, and he has the puck land on his stick in the slot, and he shoots it in.
Yeah,
that's a credit to the coach. It just is. Like, you can't take anything away from Berube on that. That's an unbelievable moment for the coach. It is.
And for the team, it was also an unbelievable moment that
they haven't had.
They're in control of the game until they're not in control of the game. And it was a bad goal. It was a bad goal late in the third period that had a lot of people going, oh, here we go. Mm-hmm. And to come back on that goal and that play and not take it into overtime and close it out was a big moment for the hockey club.
Mm-hmm.
Like that shows part of the poise. That shows part of the we're not going to find a way to lose this. And, you know, it was a bad goal on Stolarz.
Sure.
Like, we just don't see those type of goals go in all year. And, again, maybe it's the fact that he's a little tired maybe, but he went down way too early. Mm-hmm. Sunken shoulders, stick down, left all of the upstairs open. And that's the goal that if Ottawa takes to game seven here, we're leading talking about Joseph Woll starting.
Yeah, and that, you know, I had nightmares of the way that Boston ended up almost blowing their series and they went away from Allmark and went to Swayman in game seven. And is it too late at that point? That it would have been a tough call what to do at that point. I do want to add to the idea of giving Berube credit because I thought McMahon was awesome in the game. He was all over the puck on the forecheck. I do my little notes as I write. At least 5 or 6 times I have, 74 FC arrow up, as in, like, good forecheck. He was on the puck, turning over pucks, elevates him, and Pacioretty doesn't pout, keeps playing when he gets on the third line. And Berube shows the confidence to play his third line in a moment like that where suddenly it's 2-2 with 5-6 minutes left. Domi line goes out in their regular shift, and showing that faith in these guys, they got rewarded for it.
All right, let's go to Craig Berube on sticking with Max Pacioretty.
Just how happy are you that you stuck with Max Pacioretty, and what do you think that moment means for him?
Well, it's a lot. I mean, it's a huge goal, obviously. And, I thought, he had some opportunities early. He hit the post there in the first, maybe. Had a nice play on Willie's goal with a good stick, broke a play up. He did a real good job for us, and veteran guy's been around, playing a lot of playoff games, so he came through tonight for us.
God, that post he hit in the first period felt like a nightmare waiting.
Yeah, you know what also felt like a nightmare was his icing, the bad icing.
Oh, did I put that in our group chat? I hated that.
No,
that
he made a horrific pass that led to a unnecessary icing.
Yeah.
That led to Morgan Rielly taking a penalty.
Rielly, Benoit, Domi, their worst 5 defensive guys were out after that. Yeah.
The worst. But way more pros than that moment, right? Yeah. Throughout the hockey game.
Yeah. And that's it.
I blocked that one out. I forgot. That was bad.
That one I thought for sure.
He certainly earned his right to start, but there's also that at times he's not quick-footed. At times it could look like he's caught a little flat-footed. That's the danger sometimes. But as far as in those key moments on where to kind of wait for a pass, he's as good as anybody, you know, on the Leaf roster. It just needs the one moment, and he got it.
Yeah, he's got a quote where he says basically that he thinks slower players have more success in playoffs. He's like, because they're used to not having time and space. And he's like, so for someone like him, this game is kind of like...
It worked at least for one moment for him.
Yeah, it did. We actually have a couple of quotes from him. We got him on his potential retirement and his goal, which way...
Honestly, they're both pretty great.
Let's just go back to back.
Play his first one, Derek, the shorter one, but heartfelt.
It means a lot. You know, you you keep playing because you want to pitch in. And, obviously when you're sitting out and the team's winning, it's you're happy for them, but you want to be a part of it. And just thankful for the opportunity.
Yeah. Next one, please.
I've had a lot of conversations with people in my family and others, and I thought that I was done playing a number of times. And everyone always supported me to keep going, but, my story is just one of many, and it's one that's public, so it's one that's talked about. But a lot of resilient guys in this organization, been through a lot as well. So guys like that motivate me to keep going.
He's been a frontline player for the majority of his career. Successful guy, USA Hockey, all of it. Not easy, probably, coming to Toronto on a PTO, right? For the chance to hang on one more time.
Yeah. And, you know, this guy has such a history of scoring goals. Jonas Siegel has an article today, and in it he mentions from 2012 to 2017, most goals in the NHL, it's Ovi, Pavelski, Crosby, Kane, Pacioretty, fifth.
And I think this is his fourth goal that clinched a series.
Is that right?
Right, like he's...
This is at 82 playoff games.
I think before we kind of move the conversation to other parts of this game, you got to give Domi a ton of credit for this play. If you're watching right now in sports, or if you're watching on YouTube after, great decision to rip it. Mm-hmm. Hard shot that Allmark can't handle. Gets behind the net, wins a puck battle, gets it out in front of the net on Pacioretty's hit. You got to give him credit. Two huge plays in this series, overtime winner and the set.
And Holmberg, a great screen. In Absolutely. That series, Holmberg's on for three goals for and none against.
I'll tell you where the biggest credit comes from. Jake McCabe, who made a 45-foot pass on that play.
To Domi.
Because who's 33? Matt and Paolo? Matt and Paolo. Like, cost him the game. Go watch him.
Did he pinch up a little?
Yeah. Did he pinch? He's like in no man's land.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
Well, this is the thing. Some inexperience did show up in this series for Ottawa.
Here it is.
So right McCabe here. Gets his first touch below the hash.
Watch 33.
Oh, he's out by that board. He's predicting a chip,
It's a 90-foot two-on-one. How do you tie the game up, have your building electric, and then give up a 200-foot two-on-one with one pass?
Yeah, Matt and Paolo and Klevin out there right after the goal. You're right. He's kind of guessing on what McCabe's going
to
do.
To your point, like what is that, his fourth career playoff game?
Oh, yeah.
Right? So, what does he know?
No, that's true.
You know, that's just part of the learning curve for this team.
Oh, he's tight to Pacioretty. Yes.
Woof.
Yes. Where are you going, buddy?
Yeah.
That's a two-on-one right there that cost your team being eliminated. But I'm not going to hang it on that. Here. But that play doesn't get your team a chance to go to game seven.
Yeah. No, that's a big moment for sure. That was a good catch, Kip.
So, in saying that, got to still give Ottawa credit. Like, I think everybody's looking at that roster and you look at that nucleus and it's 23 years of age. Mm-hmm. Like, Stützle is 23 years. He's not 27, 28. That guy's got some serious upside now for the next 2 or 3 years before
he's
ready.
I think he's got a 100-point season in him at some
before
point.
He's ready to carry a team.
Yeah.
Did you hear what... Okay, so we... Talk about Ottawa a little bit here, but did you hear what Perron said after the game about them? Because it seems obvious now that they're going to be a good playoff team or whatever. And he kind of talked about that after. Did I put that clip in there?
All I'll say is Pinto, Greg, and Batherson are legit. So they have – those are all good second-line players for me.
Batherson did not have a series.
No, but he right. his upside's there. Like, you can see good Batherson is very good.
Can we listen to what Perron said? Because it's interesting talking about the next step. Play the Perron.
Crazy thing is, it's not going to get easier next year. It's going to get harder to get back in the same position. I think if we asked the team over there, that's what they would tell you. So
it's you make one step and then the next step is a little bit even harder to win one round, win two round, all that. So, but I'm proud of these guys, the way we worked all year to get better and put ourselves in this situation.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's linear?
It's never.
It's often not linear.
They're the Leafs of maybe 7 years ago, right?
Sure.
6 years ago, where you're like, okay, there's going to be, these guys are the future of the
team.
They're
going to be here for years.
They're going to be here for years, and it's going to get better, and they're going to get stronger, and then they're going to be 27, 28, 29, and then where are you?
Yeah.
There's no guarantees.
No. I just thought that was interesting, right? From Braun.
Yeah, no guarantees.
And I also feel like their elite talent ceiling is just lower than the Leafs.
Yeah.
Undeniably. You know, they don't have a Hart Trophy winner type over there.
But Sanderson now could be legit top six defenseman
okay.
in the league.
Absolutely true.
We're talking about a superstar here.
That's true.
A potential future Norris Trophy winner, which the Leafs have never had.
That's a good point, too. Yeah. I think these are all good points because the division's getting tougher. Montreal thinks they're going to be in it for the long haul. Like, lots of teams now are like, oh, we found it.
So, Borna, you mentioned there the elite talent of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Massive moment for them last night. Talk about Matthews, talk about Marner, talk about Willie. How would you grade the game, Kipper or Borna, for the Stars?
Go ahead, Kip, I'll let you.
They led. Yeah, for me, they had a presence. Their compete was there. Sometimes people will sit there and go, like, unless they're scoring 3 or 4 points a game, you know, it's either a success or failure. And that's not the case, man. It's getting over the hump. It's having a presence, leading with compete. They had a large penalty kill, one where they ragged the puck and barely let Ottawa touch it.
Was that in the third, too?
Right?
It was a big kill, yeah.
All of them, for me, a passing grade. Now,
yeah.
Do people expect more, want more? You know, are we sitting here saying that they didn't get the job done or they didn't have a great look or...
No, I was just wondering how you thought of their game.
Yeah, and I think it's fair, you know, I want your opinion if they did or didn't, you know?
Listen...
I don't care what people say.
Yeah.
I'll look at from Matthews to the 20th guy and I'll say, guys, congrats, man. That was good enough to beat the Ottawa Senators, right? But... I will not sit here and tell you that what I saw over six games will be good enough to beat the Florida Panthers.
Totally.
They need to get better.
Another level.
They need another level.
Yep.
And starting in game one, they need to get better as the series progresses. Unless Florida falls off the face of the earth here with their play and how they finished a very good Tampa Bay Lightning, you guys are in for something that you never saw remotely in series one. So that's, to me, now next level stuff for all of them, starting with Matthews and Marner and Nylander.
For sure. But I think I'll let you get in here, but you have to pass the first test to graduate to the second test here. And the first test has been impossible for them. So I don't think they were breathtaking by any stretch last night. But Matthews ends up with points. Marner ends up with points. Willie has 3 points. Like, they contributed. They're on the score sheet. They win the game. That's got to be a good mental
block. Like, to win the game.
You win. And they had points. And they contributed.
Listen, of course, what you're saying makes sense. But in the grand picture here, this was their weakest opponent that they faced their whole careers in the playoffs.
They earned that right. Absolutely.
And they earned it with their regular season.
Yeah.
But the real test will come Monday, game one.
Yeah. You know, for me, I thought that they did not play bad. You know, like I'm sitting here and nothing today is like, yeah, I thought Marner was bad. I didn't think he was bad. I thought he was good. I thought he was fine. Same with Matthews. Matthews, for me, he shot that one in the net and I thought maybe this will loosen him up, you know, maybe free him. And it didn't. It still seemed both those guys to me don't skate as much as they usually do in the offensive zone. It's a little more stationary. I still think they made good plays. They set people up. That's great.
They're told to get pucks in deep and pucks to the net.
In the first few games, I felt like you saw a bit more movement, a bit more creation.
The changeover, I think, to Berube style play from Sheldon has also had an effect on them. Especially Matthews. It seems to me that Matthews has been the most affected out of less puck possession or less feel of doing your own thing.
But I will say, Willie is like, so if Marner and Matthews are in this range of good, you know, pretty good to good, they're kind of right in there for me. Willie is like this. And in these games, it's nice to have a guy who can get to the top part. Mm-hmm. He hits those high notes for me where he's skating and using his edges. He often looks like the most threatening guy. If I were another fan watching the Leafs in those games, I'd be like, oh no.
For sure.
Because he can do that stuff. And then, you know, I think after he got his first goal, he turned three pucks over in a shift.
He got stuck out there. It must have been a minute and a half. He actually bent over at one point.
And it was, and it's just like, you know, you get a little bit of both, but it's nice to have the guy who can hit the highs.
Did you want to hear Roubaix talk about Matthews quickly before we?
Does he say anything?
Yeah. Yeah, he talks about it. I mean, we were talking about the captain. I thought we should maybe talk about it. We don't have to if you don't want to, but.
Just play it. Let's do it.
Clip five on Matthews.
Work ethic and competitiveness the whole game, high end. I don't know what his face-off percentage is right now, but it was high. I didn't see him lose too many draws. Starts there, and just heavy physical work, competing. Touched all areas of the game for us tonight in a good way. PK, power play, obviously, he scored a big goal. So, like I said, he led the way.
There you go.
And also have the coach want to support his
guy. He's pumping his tires up, right?
For sure.
And as he should, I guess, you know, for sure. But, like, there will be a big difference now between Cousins, Pinto, and Stützle than Barkov, Bennett, and Lundell. Like, this is, okay, now we find out, Austin, if you're...
People get to enjoy this, Kipper. Mm. Like, we can look ahead. I understand they're in deep, but, like, it's the Battle of Ontario. Tons of people said that the Leafs were going to get upset by the Ottawa Senators.
Not a ton, Sammy.
But no, you're not letting people enjoy this. They beat the Ottawa Senators, but they're going to get smoked by the Panthers. Listen, like, people are excited about this.
Your bar is so low right now.
Yeah, everybody's is.
No,
it's the Leafs.
Not
everybody's is.
Everybody's bar is as low as yours. Enjoy it.
Yes.
But they knocked off a wild card team when they won the division.
That's so many people were saying they're going to upset the Leafs. They're going to upset the Leafs. They own the Leafs in the regular season.
This is when the playoffs start now. To Justin's point, they earned the easy tap-in.
Yes.
Okay? They got it.
Yes.
But stop with the enjoyment. You know, I will tell you this. I'll tell you how you're wrong and I'm right. Okay?
Yeah.
Go back a few years ago when they eliminated Tampa Bay and look at the celebration from Dubas to Sheldon to the players on the ice.
I'm glad you brought this up because I wanted to talk about it too.
I know it was an overtime goal.
It was.
It was an overtime goal.
Yeah, Tavares turnaround.
Go watch the celebration last night after eliminating Ottawa.
Nothing.
Zippo. We just did what we were supposed to do. Nobody hooping and holla. Nothing. Okay?
Hooping and holla.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Go downtown last night. I was born and raised in this town. I can't ever recall a Leafs advancing in the playoffs without thousands of honking horns and flag waving. I didn't hear anything.
You were down.
Nothing like
you were tucked into your mansion uptown.
Nothing like compared to the past.
Yeah.
Nothing. You know why? Because they did what they were supposed to do, Sammy.
Yes.
So stop acting like they didn't.
But they did do it. But the thing is, they've been supposed to do this.
Yeah, you're on the right track.
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you. For 9 years. And they've done it once. Mm-hmm.
I screwed them up with the hoop and the holla.
When you do it...
it's almost English in here.
When you do it, there's a variation of English. It's like the Charlie Brown teacher. When you do it so little, yes, my bar is low.
Yes.
But when you beat the Ottawa Senators, who is a division rival...
Who you've never lost to.
Yeah, but their fans are in your kitchen. They're talking about, they're going to blow it. The Leafs are going to blow it. They're in your kitchen, blah, blah, blah.
Listen.
It's enjoyable.
You are both right because you're going at it from two totally different points of views and goals for the team. Sam, your worst nightmare was waking up today or on Monday humiliated. You know,
not, humiliation is not
word. Perfect word.
Not humiliation you isn't
were,
strong enough.
You were, that's not you strong were enough. Scared of being humiliated.
Of course.
And now you're past that.
Yes.
And you have won a Stanley Cup and are thinking about how does that happen? What do you have to do that? So
yeah.
You're so trying to not be on here.
Yeah.
He's trying to be up
he's
here.
Right. He's
and you're
right.
Both accomplishing your goals.
You're relief. You're not elated. You're not.
No.
You're just relieved.
I did hack a diary.
You're relieved that you haven't been humiliated.
Correct.
And that's just good enough.
That's great. For some people. That's great. Listen, I got a weekend off where I can dream about the Leafs winning the cup now, boys. Great.
No, I want you focused on ways that you think that the Leafs can beat Florida.
That Barkov and Bennett are skating in warm-up, and they're not looking, and they bonk heads, and they're both out for the series with concussion. That's how I think they can win.
That would not hurt. If you could arrange that, that
anyways,
would be
good
help.
Yelling.
Do we really think that Willie Nylander was close to not playing last night?
What happened?
You know, I personally, as the video coach, was involved in this sort of stuff. I don't really understand what's happened here.
Okay. To my knowledge, is that lineup cards and who's playing and who's not gets set after warm-up, right? You don't do it before warm-up.
Right.
You do it after warm-up because you want to make sure everybody's...
And you mark who you're starting.
Nobody stepped on a puck. And
yeah.
Exactly.
You might have an extra body. You got to know who's in and who's out. So they went in. And in the past, I think you write it down on a sheet. Mm-hmm. Now they use the computers.
Yes. So it's like a drop-down menu.
So they go and put Nylander in, the first one that comes up is a Nylander, not
like,
W.
I'm going to play a Nylander.
So they pressed a Nylander.
Yeah.
And I whether it went through, whether it started with one of the assistant coaches, Mike Van Ryan, or it ended up with Berube, somebody pressed the entered button, right? And now it's gone to the league. Now, the question is who found it? You know, last night, our Elliot Friedman.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Our Elliot Friedman, I think, reported that maybe it was an NHL official.
Linesman or something.
Somebody.
Jordan Bean?
Sorry?
Was it Jordan Bean?
Hero.
I'm not sure where this story goes, to be honest with you, because I wasn't listening that closely last night on TV.
Yeah.
Whether it was an Ottawa official, an NHL official. Now, the Leaf version was we knew it was wrong the moment we pressed it.
Oh, okay.
And they went out and they made it clear to everybody, we've got the wrong Nylander on the sheet, and fix it.
Yeah.
And
not a huge deal.
That's what happened.
Okay.
So I don't think it was like up until 10 seconds before puck drop.
The linesman saved the day.
Somebody saved the day.
Yeah.
It
is very unlikely.
Do you guys want to hear Berube talk about it or no?
That they would, yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, okay, clip two, please, there.
Well, you're on the sheet there, and it's like, you know, the normal names are up there every, but when you call guys up, they're all on there, and I got confused, so I'm like, what the hell? And so told the officials, it's Willie, not Alex.
And it got switched over, but yeah. I don't think he was ever close to... Potentially,
yeah.
We need two drops out of that, by the way. What the hell? And it's Willie. We need those two drops.
So, I mean, anyways, it made for an interesting topic.
But it
discussion.
Is funny with him having two and one in the end. By the way, we did the Leafs talk yesterday, and you talked about that Willie shot, and you liked his placement or whatever. Ullmark's no good, guys. It's a foot inside the post, at least.
You cannot get beat clean in a game that you need to be pretty darn close to perfect.
Willie rules, but like Ullmark was trying to give it away last night. The one he gave to Domi who banked it off the inside of the post.
Yeah.
The amount of times this guy, he's a circus.
He is.
I don't know. You know, they're betting on him with that core the next few years.
And that the goal, I mean, the Matthews goal is brutal.
Yeah,
like, it's just, he doesn't have his post.
He couldn't find it.
He just couldn't find
it. But, I mean, I'm no goal attending coach, but shouldn't you have your skate on the sealed to the net in that situation?
Probably.
I don't know.
I told you guys I got Joseph Wall starting game one.
You still do?
Yeah, I still do.
You don't even know what day the series
Monday.
Starts.
Monday.
The series is starting Monday.
Yeah.
Have they announced that? This is just, you got the Greek tie to Hatros Patros Matros, the league
unless something
guy.
Drastically changes in their decision making. Washington and Carolina on Sunday, Leafs in Florida on Monday. I think it's a perfect game to just give Stolarz a little bit of a regroup, and you put in a really good goalie who's got a ton of energy right now.
So I think it would make more sense for them to start on Tuesday because then you get Hockey Night in Canada, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Wednesday, if they go Monday.
And I'm saying I think it should be Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday.
Oh, to start the schedule, you're saying?
Yeah. Just to line it up so they get the Saturday. But if it is Monday, Tuesday, like this is a pretty good break for him, right? It's, that gives him Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That one day might matter. Kip, how do you go away from the guy who just won four games?
I just like Joseph Woll. I don't think he's going to come in and blow the game.
Oh, I don't either. I have legitimately no concern there.
I don't envision Stolarz playing every game in the playoffs. I never did. Did you guys?
No, but I do think, you don't think, if you were the head coach, you wouldn't go away from him here for real.
Stolarz? Yeah, I don't like his last two or three games.
He's given up a mediocre goal in about four straight games, but I think you give him the chance again. He won you the series, see how it looks, and if you want to go to Wool game two, cool.
Okay, there's no complete right or wrong for me. I'm not arguing it. I've just got a hunch that this guy needs a little bit of a reset. Mm-hmm. That's all. And you have a very good goalie. We've seen Pickard. We've seen all these different kind of guys come in and out. Yep. It's hard for one guy now. It's a very stressful week for him that he's never had before.
Yeah.
Okay. He's never been down this path before. He's never played more before. Didn't like the Perron goal. I'm sorry. I didn't like it.
But
he made some good saves though yesterday.
There's two ways to look at this because you definitely have a point. Like there's a argument clearly if the coaching staff sits together and has a 30-minute meeting about this, there's clearly an argument to have Woll start game one. But the guy just, he was the winning goalie for the series. He played every game. You're going into a second-round series against his former team where, like, this guy has got you a first-round win.
I know.
And then, then you're probably going to be right. If he's no good in game one, then you can come in here and be like, they should have started Woll. They should have started Woll. We'll see Woll in the series.
There's no crystal ball. There's no necessarily you're right and I'm wrong or I'm right. Or I'm wrong and you're right. It's just, I think if you're going to make a change, I like making it on a strength.
Preemptives?
Right?
I do too, Kip.
If Stolarz has a bad game, it's because somehow, some way, he's either convinced or someone's convinced that you let us down in game one and we're going to Woll. So your point of usually it's, I want to reward someone for being, that's not the case here. It's, we're giving you a break. You did fantastic. We're going to give you a little bit of a break here in game one. We're going to go to Joseph Woll. Stay ready. We're going to need both of you.
Here's your rest without the mental anguish.
And you also, listen, we've heard this from goalies. They love their backups. They get along with their backups, but they still compete against each other. Mm. Tell Stolarz that this guy is a good goalie too, and you got to stay on top of your game, or else this guy's going to come in and take your net. He's got to still feel like Woll's a bit of an option for them here. It's not your net because you beat a wild card team in six games.
It's a huge risk for Berube to put Woll in game one, because if they put Woll in game one and he's brutal, they lose.
I have no reason to think he's going to be brutal.
Well,
none.
But he could be.
If he could be, I will wear that.
Yeah.
As a coach, I will wear that. My mistake.
Yeah.
But good coaches bet on their horses.
For sure. I'm just saying it's a risk. Like, I don't think Joseph Woll sucks. I think he's a good goalie.
Pacioretty was a risk.
It's a risk every time you leave your house.
Yeah.
Right. Anyways. All right.
What do you think he will do?
I think Stolarz plays for sure.
Kipper?
I threw out Joseph Woll in game four.
Yeah, no, but what do you think Rubinez.
I think he's too safe. He'll play Stolarz.
Yeah,
agreed.
Correct.
Okay. All right.
You made me cut this Brady Tkachuk clip. I came in here and I talked about it, and you made me cut it, and I listened to it. So,
okay. So
we
barely talk before the show, but you tell me that Brady Tkachuk has a very emotional clip.
Yeah.
For Kipper's Clipper, and you're like, I don't want to play it. And I'm like, no, play it. No, I don't want to play it. Well, why don't you want to play it, Sammy? Because I'll make fun of him. And I'm like,
he didn't want to make fun of Brady Tkachuk.
Like,
who had a very serious.
I got to tell you.
And I'm like, you're playing it.
Play the clip. Play the clip there. Brady Tkachuk, play the clip.
Well, I mean, just the character we have in this room, first and foremost, I knew it all along, but. To battle back and even battle back in this game. And I mean, I don't know. It's tough to swallow. But at the end of the day, it's to see this city, see this fan base, and really wanted to do it for them. And I mean, they came out and did their job. And it's going to be a long couple months here. But I know myself and this rest of the group here, they're going to come with. A lot of fire next year.
Okay. Not going to make fun of him. I'm going to say, honestly, I mean, it's a little comical when he starts getting choked up. But here's what...
You're brutal.
But here's what I'll say. Like, hear me out.
Just a brutal Leaf fan right now.
The natural reaction is a little chuckle, but that guy's a dog. That guy cares more than maybe any guy in the league.
Very passionate. Very authentic.
Like that. You can't fake that.
Can't fake it.
And if some of the Leafs stars had half of that, they might have gone a little further in some of these playoff series.
But I played with teammates that had one foot out the door going to the World Championships.
This guy's crying.
Yeah.
And he was unbelievable last night.
And hurt.
And he got better and better.
And playing hurt.
I'm just really happy I don't have to watch him in a Game 7 in Toronto because he was getting better every game.
He's got a brother, buddy, that's coming right in your face Monday.
You're not
getting rid of a Tkachuk.
No, I know.
Brady is.
Oh my God! What am I going to do with this guy?
He seems like a grown child. You know, like he. Yeah. I don't mean that about the crying thing. I just mean like he loves the game unequivocally, and that's what he cares about. And he is who he is.
All right, we got a Leaf line, Sammy. Do you have any golf?
Yeah, we'll do it on the Leaf line. We're good.
Right. Okay. Pick up the phone and start dialing.
There you go. Leaf line next with our boy Sammy when we return to Real Kipper and Bourne.
Diving deep into Leafs, Raptors, Jays, and NFL. The J.D. Bunkus Podcast. Subscribe and download the show on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the program. Nick Cabrillo, Sammy McKee, and a mouthful of chocolate, Justin Bourne. You usually flip me one of those things.
You know, I was late today. I was running around. My apologies, pal. Get you
okay, next commercial break. All right, Sammy, what are our loyal followers and listeners and watchers saying on our Leaf line?
The Leaf line is brought to you by Muskoka Bay Resort. Okay, let's start that over. The Leafs line is brought to you by Muskoka Bay Resort, a top 10 ranked Canadian course, part of the Freed Golf Network.
Freed Golf, baby!
Okay.
Let's get her going.
Yeah, what's up?
Let's start with Courtney in Toronto.
So, okay, like every Leafs fan last night, I really could not relax until the final seconds of the game. And I don't think that I need to tell you guys how traumatized we all are from past experience. But, of course, not being able to close out the series in 4 or 5 felt like it put a big scary cloud over last night, to put it mildly. But we did it, and we have something to cheer for. I've had a good sleep. The sun is shining in Toronto, and now I feel like a new woman with a little bit of perspective. And so here's what I've been thinking. Do you think that the scare of losing games 4 and 5 might have actually been a good thing for us in the long run heading into round 2? Like maybe we needed to feel that pressure and get a bit of fear to get sharper and tougher. And so my question is, could those losses actually help us be more battle-tested against Florida and, knock on wood, in future rounds too? Am I crazy in thinking that this might actually be a better outcome in the long run than having swept Ottawa? Is this just classic Leafs fan coping? I don't know. I would love your thoughts. Before I go, quick shout out to my husband, Jake, and my mom, Linda, who listen to you guys every single day. Kipper and Bourne and, of course, Sammy are always a topic at Sunday dinner at Linda's every single week. We love what you guys are doing. Keep up the great work. Okay. Love ya. Bye.
Wow. Courtney, great question.
Yeah.
Really good question.
I think it is a very good question. And?
She's right. Everyone's been traumatized, and our leaders sitting across from us.
Mm-hmm. The trauma leader? I don't think I want that. The
trauma leader. I get what she's saying, and I don't know what the right answer is to that. I do believe that lessons and messages from game to game, from a series, mm-hmm. the highs, the lows, there's something that you can pull out of that for sure. Maybe it was a nice little wake-up call for a couple of games for this hockey club. Mm-hmm. But I know that, I hope they know what I think we know, is that they need to get better quickly here to go up against Florida. And I think maybe those two games might have been the wake-up call that Courtney's talking about.
Well, and I actually think that she's onto something there. Sometimes in life, you only appreciate things and have gratitude for them when you've almost lost them. And you've been pulled back from the edge. And if you're the Leafs, I think really easy now to look at it and say, we have a real opportunity here. Like, they had to feel what it was going to feel like, that nightmare. That
a near-death experience
right.
last night.
And now it's like new life, and they know what it's like. Remember last time they went into Florida 2 years ago? Everyone was like, they've slayed the first-round dragon. Now
huge
they're going to play
faves.
Free. Home ice advantage, and they just got mopped.
Yeah.
And I think now that experience combined with this threat should be a little bit of like, okay, fresh start, but we got to dig in from puck drop because I think it's going to be a good series.
Just to extend on that a little bit too, is that the one thing I still think that some of the players can work on a little bit is just the humbleness of identifying, and it goes back to Craig Simpson too, just identify when you're not at the top of your game and you're not, and when you need to be better. And even last night, listening to Austin Matthews, who's the captain and the leader, and you know, he talks about the outside noise, and we don't want to listen to the outside noise. And
they love saying that.
They got to shut that down.
I'm totally agree.
And even if they are correct, even if they truly feel that way, and you feel like it's you versus the outside noise, and you got to rally yourselves all together, do it. Just stop with the noise that you think is out there, and it is, mm-hmm. but you can't. Don't bring it up. Don't identify it. Mitch Marner's been guilty of it over the past couple of seasons where it's you guys and us and you guys. No division. Mm-hmm. What they should have just said instead of outside noise is we're really happy for our fans. Mm-hmm. Bring them in. Include them.
Totally, Kip.
Like, you can't do this without them, okay? And, yes, they've been hard on you in the past. And, yes, the noise is true. Just stop bringing it up.
And you know what I think really validates your point and brings it from a place of, I guess, experience is look at what you do for a living. I know I do it too, but you've been doing this for a long time. And how many times do people online, is anyone ever mean to you, Kip? Do you ever get a mean tweet? Like, lots. Like, that is constantly.
Every single day.
Yes. But if it made you come in here and go, I know people are going to think this is mean, but, you know, or whatever. Like, you just keep doing your thing, and that's all that matters. That's all you can do. And to be your
best. Had a lot of great takes in the show. That may be my favorite take.
But, you know, when Austin utters about the outside noise, it's like he doesn't believe it. It's unjustified. It's like,
right.
You know, we believe in ourselves, and it's like, it would be nice every once in a while to say, hey, listen, we hear it, and
you guys are right.
Yeah. Not everyone believes in you,
and we're just glad that we were able to do it for you guys, and we're going to give it our best. Yeah. And let's do this as a city, as a team, as a community. Bring them back, buddy. Bring them back.
It isn't us versus the city wants to cheer.
Courtney, good question. I took up the whole segment. Let's go to Alex from Whitby.
Got a bit of a predicament last night. Went to a movie instead of seeing the game. Big Leaf fan, but I could not stand to watch them lose or potentially lose. I'm kind of in Sammy's boat. I didn't want to change the day on it, but want to know if I'm still considered a fan, considering I knew they'd be playing more games depending on how it went. Cheers, guys. Big fan of the show. Big fan of the Leafs talk. Go Leafs, go.
So Alex is the second person that told me they didn't watch last
night. I've heard from someone else, too.
One of my dear, dear friends, Dave, texted me after Pacioretty scored. He said, I'm taking the dog for a walk.
Just couldn't even watch the end of the
He's
game.
He's like, I'm taking the dog for a walk. I'm not watching the end of
that's
this.
That's real trauma.
I envy that. Like, I would 100. If I didn't do post-game talk with this, I might have gone into a movie last night. For sure. Turn the phone off. Just pretend it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
That's
as real a fan as a fan.
What would you guys see? The Titanic?
That level of care.
Yeah, it's it's a pretty good joke. Let's go to Mark in Collingwood.
It's a great day here in Ontario, and I think we all owe an apology to a lifelong Leaf, a playoff dog, an absolute stud. I'm talking about Wee Willie Nylander. Oh, he doesn't back check. He doesn't hit. He didn't skate hard when I wanted him to. You know what he did do? Put the puck in the net a whole bunch in big games. The guy shows up when it counts. Even when it doesn't look like we want it to. So happy birthday to the most clutch Leaf of the Matthews era. See you in round two.
Kenner, are you? Willie showed up.
Clutch.
Clutch.
Let's try to see.
Everyone's just like, yep.
Let's try to sneak one more quick one.
You can't find another guy that wanted an empty net goal harder than that.
End the game.
Tough. Oh, of course. Yeah. Put the series away.
Yeah.
But it was nice. It was nice to see.
Heck of a play.
Let's go to, I can't remember, bird brain. Let's go to Mike in Toronto.
Hey, boys, what a win last night. It's Mike from Toronto. I just wanted to let you guys know, after a big win like that, you got to change the name to the Sammy McKee Show, baby. What I want to know, though, is what are we going to do different this year against Florida now that we have a better defense and a better goalie? Is that all it's going to take, or are the big guys going to have to step up? All the best, guys. See you in the second round.
I have such a burr. I can't remember what any one of these things. But
Sammy McKee Show.
Nah, that's never going to happen.
Why would you put that in?
I forgot.
Listen, you don't have to answer that.
I forgot.
Why something. You put it in?
I forgot.
Okay.
I literally have never brought it up.
You know what?
I forgot.
Our contracts will eventually expire. They won't want us back.
Yeah, and I'll be at the beer store serving you guys, and we're good to go.
You can run with
there,
it, my
things
friend.
Have gone really wrong.
That's true. I don't think. Well, I'm trying to think of these. Let's go to Andrew.
Do we want to hold on? His question was about what they need to do against Florida.
Right.
You know, better defense. How do you want to handicap that series, Kip? They got a shot.
Listen, this is sport. Couple of suspensions. Bobrovsky goes south a little bit. You got to rattle their chain early in this series and show everybody. I don't see them being swept. I don't see it.
That's good.
I don't see five. I see six or seven. I think the Leafs will find ways to win a couple of hockey games here. I don't have them coming out of the series. I have Florida as the favorite. But how do you get out of this? Matthews, Marner, and Nylander have to have the series of their life. Mm-hmm. They will, not only will they be challenged, I'm telling you right now, between Bennett, Marchand, and a few other, they are targeting Matthews, Marner, and Nylander.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Oh, yeah.
They're coming. Tkachuk, they're all coming. And they will be tested like they've never been tested before at this point of their careers, and I hope they're ready.
Bob was a 901 save percentage. Okay. Just like Stolarz in round one, you know, he can run hot and cold. You'd need a little bit of help there. I think the Leafs do defend extremely well. I think the games will be close.
And the Leafs line was brought to you by Muskoka Bay Resort, a top 10 ranked Canadian course, part of the Freed Golf Network. And a reminder to golf fans out there, Sportsnet and Muskoka Bay Resort have come together with an amazing contest. Text the word Muskoka 590-590 for your chance to golf at one of Canada's top 10 ranked golf courses, with a night in an incredible three-bedroom villa for you and your friends.
Ooh.
Just text Muskoka to 590-590 for your chance to win. Visit sportsnet.ca/590contest for more details.
And you can take the three of us for your fourth.
Yes.
Nice job, Sammy.
Thanks,
all right.
Boys.
Take a little bit of a break here. We return former NHL president, GM, and head coach, Doug McLean. is on the rails with Sammy in the first hour. It's back off with Mac. Don't go away. National show coming up next.